Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, fresh off some fresh cookies that he made with his family, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Second Christmas party of the season, baby. Cookie party.
Well, good. And, you know, speaking of cooking, we are really excited about this because tonight on Crappy Hour, none other than Allison Roman is joining us. If you love to cook, you better join in for this one. Allison Roman is the author of several cookbooks and very
my personal
YouTube
favorite,
series.
Dining In.
I love Nothing Fancy, and she has a new one out called Something from Nothing. And honestly, like, her recipes all kind of just slap. She does great work, and she's going to join us, for some Crappy Hour tonight, which is so exciting. Yes, I will be fangirling out, but I'm doing it right now. And then when we do Crappy Hour, I'm going to act like, yeah, I'm like totally cool. Like what? Like talking right. with like iconic cookbook authors. Like, this is like nothing for me, guys. This is totally,
right,
totally
right. I can't wait to see you acting totally cool. You're going to be like, so,
yeah.
Allison.
It's so nice to meet you. it's like, I'm like totally cool. Yeah. So like Brooklyn, right?
I'm like cool like this.
Yeah. The only thing more exciting for me would be a pint of garden.
Hey, what's it like being on the biggest channel on the internet, YouTube?
But we're going to ask her questions about, you know, well, all sorts of questions, but I'm going to ask her about also, like, if you want to throw together a TV viewing party, like, what kind of snacks and stuff do you want to put out for people? Things like that.
Okay,
so come join us. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Spoiler alert. Anti-spoiler alert, because you wouldn't want to put out spoiled food. Am I right? Fresher alert.
Tip one from Allison Roman. Don't feed your guests like bad food. Don't feed your guests like expired food. Guys.
I'm like, oh my God, genius. But anyway, that's tonight. And that is a lie. It is live. So come join us on YouTube, Patreon, Instagram. It's simulcast to all those places. That's going to be at 5:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 on the East Coast. Barring any sort of calamity. So that is what's happening. Then we also have our Amazon Live, and that's going to be at 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. on 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. So it's a whole big live thing. So come join us for all of those experiences. Thank you very much.
It's a lot of going live this evening, but right now we are doing The Real Housewives of Potomac Season 10, Episode 11. Lisa's up, giddy up.
Yes. And we open up at Tia's house, and she's gathering things together, and she's like, okay, Papa, do you want to help me take these items to the car? And she's just basically asking her son to bring stuff to the car because she will be hosting some sort of polo event for the ladies to go to.
Big horse season. Big horse season on Sunday nights. We've got the last horse thing they did, where they watched horses run around in a circle. Today, they're going to watch horses do the polo thing. On Married to Medicine, we had the polo party, whatever the hell that was.
Two weeks ago. Lots of horses, guys.
It's big. Bravo wants you to get a horse. Salt Lake City talking about buying horses. Everybody is into horses. Vanderpump Rules. That girl has a horse named Oreo. Huge horse season. I think Bravo, this season was like, guys, guess what we're doing to close out 2025? We're talking horses. Every fucking show. Does NBCU just raise horses and they need to sell some? What's happening?
Well, I do think that NBC is the network partner for the Kentucky Derby. So that all makes sense now. But yeah, horses are like so in. Horses are very on trend for Bravo.
They're like big right
now. Yeah, horses are like amazing. So, yeah, she's going to be doing this this polo event thing, and her brother is joining, Deji, and she tells us, my company, DDR Sotheby's, sponsors an all-women's polo team, which is quite special, and I thought, like, why not do a polo event? In Nigeria, my cousin played polo, and I like to wear a polo shirt every now and then, and it was a major part of my social scene, and it's still there, and it's still, like, a massive thing to do, so you have to, like, you know, like, you have proper, serious polo players, then. I wasn't one of them, of course.
Yeah, and then she's talking to her brother, and she's like, are you excited to meet my friends? And, oh, please, do not embarrass me. You need to worry about your friends embarrassing you. You are taking Real Housewives to a work event. Have we ever seen that?
Yes.
Who does that? Because this is like a work event, because her Sotheby's place or whatever, or real estate place, sponsors this team. I would not take a bunch of housewives to a work event. I mean, I would, because I work for Watch What Crappens, but
yeah,
well, in general, I wouldn't suggest it.
yeah, like, you know, it's always a bit of a risk when you do that.
But, Giselle accusing the horses of things. You never know, Giselle. Making up lies on people. Bringing up shade.
I would love Stacey as like a polo commentator. Talk about horses. Talk about competition. Talk about a small ball being hit by a mallet.
Talk about penises. Talk about length. Talk about girth. Talk about luxury.
So, so Tia tells us that her brother lives in Long Island, and so she invited him, and that they, you know, they were very close growing up, and she talks about, like, her family, and she has one brother who's really older, and they're younger and small, like, they, not smaller, they're younger and smaller. No, but they grew up close in age, so they were very close.
Yeah, so now people are arriving, and hi-hi-hi-ing each other on the Sprinter van. And Kieran is like, Tia, you need to lay down the law with the ladies because they do not know how to act sometimes. And she's like, oh, but guess what? We want it to be exciting. So little shade. Don't snatch any ponytails. And so, you know, Ashley's like, it's so nice we're all here until you start shit. Ashley, yeah. You're going to start shit in about 2 seconds, as you always do, you know, which I mean, I guess is her job.
Yeah. She's going to start shit with a horse. She'll be like,
so I hear that, like, you haven't been totally honest about, like, your polo skills.
And the horse will be like, excuse me, ma'am. So Tia's like,
hey guys, I just want to say thank you for coming. You'll meet a lot of my colleagues and my clients, future former clients, which is why I was like, I cannot afford to have some nonsense going on.
I'm like, so you invite Ashley, but not Stacey. I mean, I understand Tia and Stacey don't get along, but, like, let's be honest. there's going to be nonsense. I was actually shocked that there wasn't more nonsense at the polo match.
Well, yeah, and I get that you're going to one job, but you're also going to that job while working another job where nonsense is your job. So to be like, hey, guys, let's have a work scene that's about no nonsense. No. What are we supposed to watch? Horses fucking run around? No. That's not what this show is. Horse run around, lady? That's not what I want to see. No one's paying you for this. So she, of course, didn't invite Stacey because I was kicked out of an event for the very first time in my life. Ooh. So we see a cut back to that where Stacey's like, toodle-doo.
You know, I've heard so much about the lies in the web, and now I'm in the web. I'm like Sandra Bullock in 1996, caught in the web.
And Jazzy's like, well, to be honest, I'm going to need some solid proof that my girl's a liar, okay? And now she says,
well, so did you know that she wasn't going to come to your wedding until she knew that Wendy and I were coming to your wedding?
Which, by the way, I don't think that's like, I'm sorry, maybe I'm going to just like step into, we'll find a way to make an excuse for Stacey. But if it's like, hey, there's this random wedding for a coworker that's like, we have to fly to, I don't remember where it was. Was it like in Missouri or something like that? I don't know. They had to fly to it. Texas. It was in Texas. It's like my coworker who I get along with, but like, I don't know anyone who's going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to go. Oh, you guys are going to go? Okay, cool. I'll go too. I don't think that's a crazy thought process to have.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, it's Ashley, so she's going to try and make a fight out of anything. And yeah. So Jazzy's like, well, do you think that's true? Because she told me she had to move a lot of things around in order to be there. And now she's like, okay, babe. Well, okay, you'll see what evil Stacy is really like. Ashley, yeah. Would you be going to this polo thing if there weren't cameras there? Would anybody be going anywhere on this show if there weren't cameras there? No.
Yeah. Exactly. How many people do you think showed up to your nebulous GNA branded events just because they actually wanted to go to it? No, people go because there's cameras. That's just, that's the name of the game. It's the job.
Yeah. No one was like offering to go to your sportswear/brain issues cancer function. That doesn't even make sense without there being cameras there. Okay. So Giselle's like, well, no shade to the horses, but I'm not really here for all of this. I'm here for the food and the champagne. So now we get there, and it's all like old white guys.
Yeah. Basically. And they're kind of like, whoa. And Wendy's like, Tia, you're bringing the color. Tia brought the color, child. You brought the color. Because all these, it's like Mitch McConnell's are just like, whoa, look at this.
It's a bunch of Mitch McConnell's. There are a lot. Right when you think there's a shortage of kind of turtle-faced white guys, here they are.
Will there ever be a shortage?
They just keep making them.
So Wendy's like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this event because this is where Ashley's going to find the second husband. I mean, her words, not mine. But you know, they could have been our words. I mean, it's true. Ashley is like, she has a lady boner. She's like, wow. Look at all these Mitch McConnell types. Wow, there's a decrepit old golem. Here's my number.
Nothing turns me on like an old male waddle.
She's ready to rumble.
Hey, is that Lindsey Graham? Yes. Lady Graham.
So Giselle's like, we should, because they're going to sing the black, they're going to sing the national anthem. So Giselle's like, we should sing the black national anthem. Can we do that? And Ashley's like, is there a black national anthem?
Oh, Ashley. Ashley asked that?
It's in the notes.
Wow. No, I'm just saying that's wild. So they sang it. And Tia's like, well, we have the opportunity to sing national anthem. And I was like, okay, well, we've got two singers. We've got Angel, who's an opera trained singer, which I did not know that about Angel. And then we see her. She's like, oh, you know, I guess I would have known that if we had taken the time to get to know Angel. So I apologize, Angel.
Yeah, Ben, take some time to get to know Angel and you would know. She's like a very mediocre opera singer. Because that her voice sounded nice, but it did not sound like a trained opera singer voice. You know,
mm-hmm. Jesse Abnorman. That's what it is.
It was very, it was very airy. I don't know how to say it.
But Beverly,
I
mean, there were keys. Going through my opera singers. I'm like, Renee, lots of phlegm-ing in the throat. Okay, guys, I'm running dry.
Angel, Parv, shut the fuck up. T.
Parv are naughty. Carol, no finesse.
I mean, I don't really know that man.
this is a tough area for us.
We're not the most intelligent gays. We're not like glitterati gays where we know opera singers and stuff.
Wouldn't it be great to know opera singers?
My favorite opera performance of all time was when Parvati. Why am I? Is you know that Parvati girl from Survivor? Yes, she ruined how I say
Pavarotti.
Her stupid name ruined my pronunciation. So anyway, it also ruined Parvati Cheese. And she's really messed with my head, that lady. But my favorite opera performance was when Pavarotti got sick and couldn't perform at the Grandies. The Grammys. What's wrong with me? I'm not stoned. And Aretha was there and like, I can do Nessun Dorma. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, really? You don't need rehearsal or anything? She's like, no. I know it. And she came out there. I still have it on my iTunes. It was amazing. I'll still cry.
You know, Placido Domingo's like daughter. I think it was his daughter.
daughter still to, like, crying. Live.
Oh, it's
Placido Domingo. Shit. What now?
His like daughter or like stepdaughter or some sort of like some child that was related to Placido Domingo used to live in my apartment building, and I would go. We had a pool on the top. It was very LA. There was a pool on top of the building. And she'd be up there tanning and she'd be like, oh, my father, you know, he was always be traveling the world. And she would just complain about Placido Domingo to like, you just hear her because she'd always be talking to someone on a lounge chair, but you'd sit there and you'd like, if I cared about Placido Domingo tea, it would have been the best thing in the world. But of course I didn't. So I retained none of it. But it was like every single day you'd go up there. She'd be like, oh, you know, my father, he like doesn't even pay attention to me because, you know, like he's opera singer and, you know. It was like,
oh, really? I love
more
that. I love
Placido, that Placido Domingo, Domingo than you would ever like, expect.
I love that he ignored his children. He's like, whatever. I have some opera to sing. Raise yourself.
This is the same pool where Lala and Jasmine from the Valley once went there and talked shit about
Faith.
So, like, I got all the gossip between Faith and Placido Domingo. That pool had all the good.
Well, that's why Placido Domingo doesn't respect his daughter. He went to visit her one time, and he's like, you're spending my money on this? On a pool with Lala? Bad-mouthing Faith? They never really gave Faith a chance. Let me tell you something. No one really ever took the time to get to know Faith.
What a world that these concepts
are. Jackknife, my daughter will do a jackknife. She's about to do a jackknife. It's like, I don't know how to do a jackknife, father. Loser. My daughter is a loser. He hated his daughter. I don't blame him. She sounds like a
monster.
Imagine
if I just heard it wrong. Imagine if I just heard it wrong all these years and it was like just a regular like a regular lady who had issues with her dad, but for some reason I just had this concept that was Placido Domingo.
Well, it sounds like something I would do. A few weeks ago, I was out to dinner with our friend Hannah and her husband, and we were at this place in Studio City, and I was like, oh, look, David Foster's here. That's weird. I mean, it was a nice restaurant, but I was like, David Foster, who's that lady he's with? She's so age-appropriate. It's so weird. And then the whole time the husband was like, oh, my God, David Foster's here. David Foster's here. And he's telling Hannah. And Hannah's like, I don't think that's David Foster. Sure enough, they brought a candle. They brought like a firework candle. You know, one of those that's like a Roman candle. It's like, and it was like a lot of light in his face. And I was like, that is not David Foster. I'm so sorry. But we spent an hour and a half. I literally talked shit about David Foster. I was like, that guy's a monster. You should have seen how he was to his wife on that show. And then he married some child from American Idol. I don't trust him. Never trust him. Oh, and I heard him on the Smart List podcast. What a jerk. What a jerk, claiming to make everything in the world, not even giving Whitney credit for anything. You know, it's just going off. And then it was just some innocent guy. You know, and you know why? Because he had old man waddle face like we're seeing at this event right now, where you just don't after a while, you just don't know.
I just want to say I had a moment where I got scared because I looked it up and Placido Domingo has no daughters.
Is like, that true? Oh, no.
But I looked up Placido Domingo granddaughter and she came right on up. I have to say, well, and
a grandfather's allowed to ignore you. It's not your parents.
Well, I don't know if he ignored her. I was just making that up. It was like that kind of gossip, but it wasn't like, I just don't remember the details because who remembers Placido Domingo details like that? It's just like, I just remember
not this kind of gay, which is the point. We don't know. And we probably just ruined a perfectly good family relationship. But Placido's on his way to Italy right now, listening to Crappins, catching up on his SLC recaps. Yeah. And he's like, how dare you? I'm leaving you a voice, not because I'm in the air. You're cut off from my money, you stupid, stupid. Yeah.
She also had huge boobs, I have to say.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappins commercial.
So now we're going back to this party thing. And she's like, yeah, we've got Angel, who's a trained singer. And then we've got Ashley, who is a singer.
And so 2 weeks ago, Tia, Giselle, Angel, Ashley, and Kiana are all hanging out. And Tia's like, by the way, there's an opportunity to sing the national anthem. Angel, I wanted to know if you would like to sing the national anthem that day. And she's like, as a football wife, I've had the privilege of being able to see the national anthem so many times. So, yes, that's very sweet of you. And now she's like, well, you didn't consider me. It's like,
yeah. I did consider you. And I still consider you a terrible singer. So, no. Only group songs for Ashley.
So they are going to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And he's like, oh, lovely. Well, I knew it wasn't going to be a Grammy Award performance, but it would be a performance nonetheless. So the ladies get introduced and they sing, like four of them sing together, like Giselle, Angel, Ashley, and Kiarna. And Wendy's like acting as conductor. And the crowd's like, wow, look at this. And they're all like, you know, everyone's very happy and it's a nice little moment.
Guys are like, wow, Dreamgirls, my favorite musical. And I'm telling you, I'm not going. That's for sure. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah. So it definitely, like, the old white guys were definitely like, wowie.
I love you in Wicked. Looks different without the nails.
So Tia's like,
well, I had my back turned to the people. I don't know what their faces were like, and I don't know if they were singing to the song, but if they knew the words, and I don't know the words, but I'm going to learn the words because I never want to be left out of that again. And I mean, we look beautiful, damn it, right?
So it starts, and Tia gets to throw in the ball. And now Kay is spraying herself with perfume, and she's like, this is good. It smells like outside. I don't want to smell like the outside. Whenever Bueller comes in from the outside, I'm like, why does the outside make you smell like this?
But maybe it smelled like fresh cut lawn, which fresh cut lawn smells nice, right? You not like
fresh cut lawn? I don't want to smell like it.
You don't like FCL? Fresh cut lawn? Hi. I wore a sweater today.
It wants to smell like that. Like you smell like damp grass.
Well, not damp. You don't want damp grass. You want fresh.
Well, it's all damp when it's cut because it's wet. It's water. It's a water-based thing, grass.
It's a grass puree. Grass. Am I right, guys? So Angel's like, it smells good. It smells very good. And Kiarna's like, yeah, Kiarna's hot right now. She's hot. So then the guy, the managing broker from Sotheby's comes by and he invites the women to go stomp the divots. So they all go do it. It's all very pretty woman-like. But Wendy is like confounded by this process. She's like, I mean, why are we stomping this shit on the field? Why are we walking out on the shit? This is stupid. If you think about it, it's kind of a hilarious con that the polo industry has performed on all these people to make them go walk amongst the shit to fix their field.
Yeah, I really did like, though, when she goes, we have to stomp the divots. Don't y'all pay people for this? Like, she's just at this. She's just at the cheapest match of all time. So she's not liking it because she's wearing white. Okay. And Giselle's like, make sure you don't step in the poop, y'all. Make sure. So then Jazzy is telling Ashley, oh, Ashley. So first of all, thank you for coming to my wedding. Roll the clips. Roll the clips of my wedding. It was huge. Televised event. Televised event. Roll the clips. Okay. Let's give it about 10 minutes to get through those clips. Pretty big event. Okay.
Because, you know, it did set me back a little bit when it was even a question on if Stacey's coming to the wedding, because it wouldn't have been a question if it was her wedding. And Ashley's
well,
like,
yeah, hey, she would have shown up to her own wedding, of course.
Yeah, well, we'd like to think. Ashley says,
yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have even blinked, because, you know, it was interesting because Stacey and I actually had like a really good time at your wedding.
I'm like, yeah, because you weren't trying to start shit with her because Giselle wasn't there.
Yeah. And she's like, and there's like glimpses of her. And, you know, I think that we could be friends. But then she goes and does this other stuff that just compounds the bad stuff. And Jazzy's like, well, I've never questioned my relationship with Stacey. But now I'm going to, because Ashley told me to at a polo match. Okay.
I'm sorry. The number of like little white lies that Stacey tells, those, I think, don't even compare to anything that Karen has done over the years, nor do they compare to, like, Mia. And Ashley never held those women to the same sort of, you know, accountability that she is with Stacey. Maybe part of it's
sure
just, like,
did.
Freshman hazing. I mean, they needled them for sure, and they would, like, give them shit. But, like,
they showed up to Karen's house as pizza men, remember? When they dressed up
Know that they poke holes in Karen's stories, and that they fuck with Karen, but like there's kind of a sense with Stacey that they're almost like trying to like not ice her out, but there's like they're like bothered by Stacey in a way that they were like bemused by Karen, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, and maybe Karen got more respect just because she's an OG, but I mean, I feel like they call people out on their lies all the time. I just think it's getting tiring. It's like, move it along, you know? Like, let's move it along. Now we're on episode 11, and we're still talking about this. And it's just not compelling enough. Like, Stacey's lies aren't compelling enough, I think, to make this much storyline. But they're going to still keep going for it, you know? So, God bless them. Our job is to support them. So, Stacey, we see a flashback to where Stacey and Jazzy had lunch a couple months ago. And Stacey's like, I don't think I've been a very good friend to you. And I pride myself on my friendships. And I love you. And so Jazzy's like, yeah, well, there's no way that Stacey told these girls that she wasn't coming to my wedding or anything like that. I just don't believe it. But she's starting to. She is starting to believe it. They're starting to turn her with all the zero evidence that they have.
Yeah, exactly. And Ashley's like,
well, I just hope she doesn't do anything to violate your trust. I really do.
Which means that she's going to spring a trap for Stacey to step in and make Stacey look bad. I think that's what's going to happen next.
And so Stacey will fall right into it.
And she will. Stacey is such a track faller into.
she'll just fall right into it.
You don't even have to hide, like, you know, like the net in the jungle where they put, like, you know, some sort of like some berries or whatever in it for,
yeah,
like,
they put, like, some, you know, weeds over, like, it or whatever. Yeah.
You know, they don't have to. She'd be like, look at this beautiful netting. It's absolutely gorgeous. Let me get a closer look. Oh, I'm caught in the net now. Well, this is unfortunate.
You don't even have to put cheese in the trap. She'll just walk right up to the trap and be like, what a glorious plate. You could use it for cheese. Look, it could go right here. Ow!
Look at the craft work in this. Look at the metallurgy that they've done here. Look at the way they've crafted these bars to be shaped ever so gently. Ow, it closed on my finger. But how beautifully it did so.
So now Tia is asking everybody if they had fun, and Ashley's like, well, I think we're getting back to a good place, which means it's time for me to start some shit. Angel, something you had mentioned to us is that you felt like we weren't really making an effort to include you into the group. Everyone is dying to hear what Angel thinks. Angel, as the person that the audience is most focused on right now, please say something. So Angel's just nodding like, yeah, I did say that. It would have been nice if you got to know me.
Yeah, because we have a flashback to 2 weeks ago of Angel saying, well, I think that not knowing me and not knowing you ladies, the olive branch, just a quick text would have made me feel a little bit more included. I don't even remember what the context of that flashback was. It's just funny that yet again, they have new unaired footage of Angel wanting to be known. if you really wanted to get to know me, you would have sent a text. It's like, oh, God, Angel.
Oh, Angel. And so Ashley's going to turn it on her now. So she's like,
remember when you said you wanted to get to know us? Well, this would have been a good opportunity. Maybe you could have spent a little more time with other ladies.
And they're like, oh, so you're saying that she didn't do that today? She's like,
she didn't do it today.
And Angel's like, oh, okay, well, I hear you. And that will happen. That's definitely going to happen. I will. Next time we're at a polo match, I will concentrate more on getting to know you, Ashley.
Yeah. So I guess it sounds like Angel just pretty much hung out with Kierna the whole time. It sounds like Kierna is really the ball and chain in this situation, right? Like, it seems like when Kierna's around, Angel feels like she just can't really talk to other people. And so she just sort of like lingers around her. And then the people on the internet are calling them sadness and madness from inside out. And so, I mean, it's interesting. Like, if you think about it, like, theoretically, you know, if you are new to a group, is the onus on the people who are already in the group to get to know the newbie, to make overtures, to make them feel welcome? Or is it on the new person to, like, go above and beyond, to, like, go and meet the, it's like you're the new pledge, or you're the new pledge in the sorority, and, like, you have to go and meet your new older sisters? I think probably it's a mixture of both. But, you know, in this case, like, you're the newbie, and you gotta do a little bit more of the legwork than they have to do the legwork, just in terms of, like, housewives politics.
Yeah, she's just too sensitive, because when she has tried to do the legwork and they start dissing her every time, then she's like, well, why would I want to make an effort with these women who are always trying to start some mess with me, even in my own home? Like, why would I? I'll just hang out with my friend, which makes sense.
Which is, in the real world, makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're on a housewife show and they're supposed to be giving you some mess. So, yeah, I just think it just boils down to, like, you're not really ready for this You know, you need more time in an oven or a different batter, maybe different batter before you even go in the oven. You need just a different chef.
Maybe a different like foil.
You're not a baked product. Thing. Sometimes you just need to accept that you're not a baked product. You know, you're like you're a cantaloupe. Yeah. That's it. You just stay in the cantaloupe this time, section.
Yeah. All this time we thought you were cookie batter. Turns out you're a smoothie. Sorry.
Yeah. No one's going to bake you. So she is saying, you know, this one side interaction with these ladies. I mean, they want me to have my hat in my hand. I mean, please. I mean, it's just not who I am. And it's, you know, it was a great time. And she ended it on a sour note, which I agree with, too. It's like we finally had a day where Angel's just enjoying everybody and everybody's just being fine. And Ashley has to make it. She has to other her again. So like while Angel sucks, Ashley also makes life really uncomfortable for people and then is like, why are you uncomfortable, babe? Maybe you're not a girl's girl.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, I'm sorry, I'm just still thinking about this Angel thing, is that for her, like, if you've been on this show a long time, there's always new people. And it probably is exhausting to have to, like, put the energy to get to know someone new, and then they're not going to be there a whole season, or they probably just can smell it in the water that she's going to be a one season housewife, most likely. And they're like, ugh, what's even the point? And the thing that sucks for Angel is that they don't need to recruit her for any sort of brewing war. All the incumbents are kind of getting along, and the people who are on the outs are, it's like Kiana's on the outs, Stacey's sort of on the outs, but no one needs to like gather any people for their personal armies. It's not like Giselle needs to recruit an ally to go against Karen right now. So they're all kind of sitting pretty. They don't need to get to know her. And
they don't need to use her in any proxy wars. So they're like,
yeah, no proxy wars are happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So Angel's trying to be positive and she's like, well, listen, I'm very excited to spend some one-on-one time with everybody, even the non-wags. And, you know, look, even Miss Wendy. Even Wendy, we're going to be all right, Wendy. Yeah, we're going to be all right. And Ashley's, Jazzy goes, are you going to be all right, Wendy? And Wendy's just like, she's just like still trying to clean off her shoes. Like, what the fuck? What are divots?
I know. I think what drives me nuts about Angel is the way she's always proposing that this will happen at some point. Like, well, you're going to get to know me. Don't you worry. I'm going to have some one-on-one time. It's going to happen. I'm like, this is like episode 11, lady.
Yeah.
You should get like you better get to some one-on-ones already.
Well, listen, nothing bonds people like favors needed. And so now Angel needs people to pack up boxes for her. Why? I don't know. Because she's rich. So normally rich people are like, pack my boxes for me, employees or hired help. But well, for whatever reason, Angel has just gathered some Amazon boxes and the ladies to do it for her. So she has some ladies over and she is packing her boxes. And at first I was very confused because the music was so dramatic. It shows like a packing box and it's like dun, dun, dun. And then it shows like a shirt thrown over a box. It's like dun, 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 dun. But it's because Angel is getting kicked out of her house.
Yes, she's talking to Bobby and she's like, I just can't believe it that we're going back to Colorado. And he's like, yeah, this sucks. And she goes, yeah, it does suck having to be out of here early. I mean, unexpectedly, I was so pissed off. I know you're mad too. It's annoying. And he's like, yeah, I was really mad. And then I thought about it. He's like, I do want to shit in my own toilet. I'm like, you're in a mansion, right? Is this like, what is this? Like a hole in the floor over here? I'm sure this toilet's pretty good.
This guy's so cute, but his manners, it's like, babe, we're on TV. Sometimes I think on these shows, like, what would I do if that was my husband? I'm like, babe, could you not say shit in my own toilet on TV? God.
I think the expression is sleep in your own bed, but sure, shit in your own toilet's fine too.
I just want to drop a log in my own forest. You know what I mean, babe? Like, okay, geez. We're trying to pass off that we're super classy people on Real Housewives of Potomac, okay? Like, no shots of Bobby eating or talking about where he wants to shit. Please. Mm-hmm. Just note to the producers. So we get the story from Angel. She's like, well, you know, long story short, Maryland really didn't ask to spend a lot of time with me, which I found extremely offensive. So we're going to have to leave. No, she says that they had a rental because they just got a rental so they could look for a home, which, as we saw, was her storyline. And when we saw her look at that last house, which was really nice, she got the ladies together and told them that they had found a house. So I'm not sure what happened because I thought they were going to move into that house. So
you're right.
I guess that was just all fake. And she's like, well, the homeowners thought we were going to be gone for a certain period of time. And then there was a miscommunication on dates. And so now we have to be out of here.
Mm. Yeah. And then we see a text from the homeowners on June 26th that's at 5:42 a.m. that says, hi, Angel. We hope you're having a great stay. I am sending this a little in advance, but there is our checkout information for VP. For you, check out at 12 p.m. on the 1st. We have loved having you. In the meantime, please feel free to reach out with anything you need. So,
why you got to check out with the VP? I don't want to check out with that eyelinered motherfucker. He's just criticizing me for no reason. He's like, go back to your own country. I'm like, God damn it. Oh, I'll have to talk to the VP. Is there anyone else I could talk to? Is this how low we've come in the government?
Vanderpump. I didn't get it at first. I didn't get it. It's like a Monday.
The vice president is so nosy. He's even involved in Airbnbs. He's like, you are not welcome here.
So this is fascinating. And like, as soon as we see this unfurl, you know, I don't know what your thought was, but my first thought was, as soon as Giselle finds out about this, this Angel's done for, because Giselle is going to be a mess and she's going to be on her ass. And Giselle has just been waiting to just like pounce on Angel ever since the freaking catfish thing that Angel could not get over and continues to not get over.
Yeah.
So like when this, I start to wonder, did she book this Airbnb because she thought production would be over by the 1st? Or was she confused? Did they say, hey, we're doing the cast trip in Colorado? So she thought, okay, we go to Colorado and then we end in Colorado. So therefore we don't have to rent this whole thing. Also, why did they not hire their own movers? Which is what you were kind of saying before. A lot of things were running through my mind.
And how do they know that? The tricky part, I think Giselle has it right later when she says, oh, they thought the production was going to last this long, so they only came here to shoot the show. I think that's probably what it is. But the thing that is a little weird is that they didn't know that they had to leave by this date. And it sounds like they didn't request more time either. So that's what's super weird about it. Is she's so acting like, oh, I've never heard I had to be out this month. It's just so confusing.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, I actually have a conspiracy theory, which far be it for me to ever defend Angel, but part of me says production knew that they wanted to go to Colorado for their big cast trip, their like the main cast trip. Because you don't just like, well, but I think that production decided the cast trip this year will be in Colorado. These people are from Colorado. That's what they can use this as an example of, not example, as like a hook for going to Colorado. They'll do like some sort of Colorado type cast trip. I think production already wanted that to happen. And then my conspiracy is production says, what if we tell Angel that they only need their house for this long? And then they do it. And this way it creates this situation. And it tees up the Colorado thing really well. And it's a great kind of, you know, it's a great controversy to go into the last act of the season. And now she can't be like, oh, we only booked it this long because production told us to book it this long, or production arranged for it. Like, she can't out production. So she just looks like kind of an idiot for booking this house and not understanding dates, and or it just makes her look shady. So I would not be surprised if she actually got a little set up by production on this one.
But even a week before, wouldn't she know she has to move out? Like, don't you think she would be? I guess this was June 26th. It just seems weird that she's not like, well, it looks like we've still got all these events to shoot. Do I need another month here? I mean, because this text from the landlady,
it's fishy.
Sounds like, you know, you're supposed to leave. Bye. Have fun. No, you're packed up already, so have fun. Or, you know, also, it doesn't sound like she asked for more time. So I don't know.
Why is the landlady also texting so early in the morning?
Yeah, Well, here's one thing we know. That landlady runs. Like, she gets her ass up and she goes running, because that is an early text.
It's just Whitner from Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Waking up at 4:30. Yeah, either way, I guess the thing is, like, my mind goes to a conspiratorial space because this is just so weird. And it's like something is not adding up here in the world of Angel.
It's not adding up. So Kierna comes over and she sees the packing and she's like, wait a minute, what's going on? She's like, yeah, we're moving. She's like, no, you can't leave me alone. What are you talking about? So even Kay is like, what the fuck is this? This is weird, you know? And she's like, yeah. I'm shocked. Like, what's a proper conversation? Who did you speak with? What's going on? And they can't really get an answer that makes sense. And Tia comes over. And Bobby's just like, we're coming back. Listen, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And I'm addicted to inferior places to lay my loads. Okay. So don't you worry. We will be back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, later on, she explains that they're going to Colorado to get their stuff to move into Potomac. I'm like, wouldn't the normal move be just to rent somewhere else in the neighborhood and you just stay there temporarily if all you have are your clothes? Something is not. And I guess if we had just gotten to know her, we'd understand.
Yeah, so she says the house was double booked. And Kieran is like, well, why aren't you freaking out? And Tia's like, I'm alarmed. All the questions are going through my mind. I'm thinking, have you been kicked out? What was the agreement?
Because I'm thinking, is the landlord breaking it? Let's get the landlord.
Is this like an Airbnb?
And Angel's like, no, it's a WAG B&B. It's a different sort of service for, you know, a certain group of people.
It's an air wag and WAG.
So. It's like a short-term rental agreement. I think it's an AirWAG.
So where are you going to put your stuff? Are you just going to put it in storage?
And she's like, no, well, the house came fully furnished. So this is not even our furniture. All we have is our clothes. So that's all we have to go back. We have our clothes and a very teeny tiny Target shopping cart in the basement that we're going to see about 10 times in the next 30 seconds. Okay.
But why aren't you working with a realtor? You know, I'm a realtor. Why don't I do it? You know, Jessica's not Tia. So I don't want to mix business with pleasure, but I'm also like, well, you're not very pleasurable, so I might as well do some business with you. You know what I'm saying?
And Angel tells Bobby, she goes, oh, yeah, Tia's a Sotheby's realtor. And he goes, you are? Like, this whole time we've been on Zillow? That was the funniest line to me, because, you know, like, Bobby... You know, the entire time Bobby's like, let's get a realtor. And she's like, no, let's just look at this place and we don't need a realtor. And he's like, this is stupid. We need to get a realtor. She's like, no, just we'll go on Zillow. And when he finds out that they could have just like dealt with someone in the group, he just looks so exasperated.
He does look exasperated, but she mentioned their real estate person is named Jessica. So I'm guessing that was their realtor. But you know what Jessica did? She failed. She failed today. So,
yeah, she did.
Yeah, but he does say we've been on Zillow the whole time. So I don't know.
Maybe, I guess
like a Zillow rep.
You know what it is? I think actually it's more like they've been doing all the legwork instead of just having a realtor be like, here's some options for you. Although, Bobby, the legwork is like the most fun part about that. Like, it's so fun to look on Zillow. Why are you even complaining? I'm not mad at Bobby.
I mean, it is. But if you're that rich, you need off the market listings that are only going to be shown to rich people. You don't need the Zillows. I mean, I think at that amount of money, the Zillow listings are they've been on there for 500 days for a reason. You know, can you tell I'm still on Zillow every day? God, I love it. Actually, it's I've so moved fun. Over to realtor as well. I use both now. And
really?
Because I look so much that I go to one and then I go to the other. And they're all the same exact things, but there's different formatting. Sometimes I just like a darker background. Okay? That's my prerogative.
No, you need an ergonomic experience. Okay?
Yeah.
So Bobby is like very frustrated that they've wasted all this time on Zillow when Tia has worked at Sotheby's this whole time. And Angel's like, okay, well, can you guys help me pack? Okay, because the horrors persist. It's crazy how much you can accumulate in 6 months. Angel, you're not like 23 out of college. Hire some movers. You guys are rich. Why are you making your friends pack? I would be pissed. I'd be like, bye. I got to go to that hospital to check myself in for a coma that I'm coming into right now. I've come up with some terrible excuse to get out of it.
Well, also, those kids just have so many toys. And I mean, anyone with kids or who with friends with kids or whatever, kids in your life, you know what those little fuckers do. They amass an empire of toys that they don't ever use. Less toys, more Kindles. That's what I say. Put that kid on a little reader device and say, you know what? You're going to get the gift today of learning who Jane Eyre was.
Okay. That is a gift. You are going to learn about Ethan Frome. And guess what? You shall never desire a sled again.
Guess who else is age 9? Ramona Quimby. Get to reading. Okay.
Yeah. Guess.
Or was she?
You know what you're going to learn about? You're going to learn about the color scarlet in letter form. Okay. Get to reading.
I want you to learn at 5 years old that you will not cheat on your husband or you will be in trouble with fashion in the town. Okay.
You'll learn about which Bennett sister is the best.
We turn off children for reading forever. So,
you will find out why Bernice bobbed her hair.
Okay, yeah. So Tia leaves and immediately calls Giselle, of course, because Tia's a mess and she's chosen to be on the devil's side for whatever reason. So she's reporting to Satan. Yeah. So she's like,
well, I should have used the toilet at Angel's house, but after how Bobby talked about it, I was sort of afraid.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in there after that.
So
she's like, oh, I've been thinking of you, friend. I've been thinking of you.
And Giselle's like, well, I wanted to invite you to a little July 4th Cowboy Potomac party. Yeah. And she's like, well, that will be lovely.
So anyway, let me tell you about my daughter who's been grounded. What a little butt.
So she grounded her daughter because she can't stop calling people dumb, which this is what gets us grounded now. I would have never gone outside. Well, I mean, I didn't go outside on purpose when I was a child, let's be honest. But still, I would have been in trouble all the time.
Yes. And so Tia is like, you know what's so funny? I had a huge revelation just now. I had an aha moment. When you said about the grounding thing, I thought about how when I was a kid, when kids get in trouble in school and they get suspended and they have to stay home, in my mind, I always thought, why is that a punishment for the kid? Because, like, to be able to stay home for 3 days instead of going to school, like, that's the best. But then I realized you're such a burden to your parents because you're home for 3 days that your parents get so mad at you that they make your life hell. And now it all of a sudden makes sense. The school was saying, like, you're so bad. Guess what, parents? You've done a shitty job with your child, and now you've got to deal with them for 3 days when you were planning on drinking wine with your friends and golfing or something.
Now you're going to deal with the consequences of your child rearing.
Yeah. Okay? I just realized why should we that take right them? Now.
You stay home from work, and you deal with their stupid ass.
Okay? Yes.
And then maybe you'll realize them better.
Mm-hmm. That's why suspending children is effective. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tia is, like, talking about, you know, her daughter. But then we're like, come on, Tia. We know what you're going to do. Just say it. All right. And so she goes, oh, I was just at Angel's. Poor thing. She's literally having to move out. And Giselle's like, what the? Why, yeah. And she's like, because apparently her lease is up and they've already rented it out to somebody else. So she's just going to pack up and go to Colorado and then really focus on buying a place and come back properly. You know, who did I say too much?
She's like, oh, so she just came here basically for the show. Yes. Like most people, I think, who come on this show, right? We have a lot of people on this show who move here right when it's time to start filming. Like NECA did that. Who else did that? I feel like there have been a few on this show that just show up right when it's time to film.
Mia sort of like was in Charlotte and Atlanta. Yeah. And then you also have Wendy, who apparently lives like an hour away from everyone. Like there's like, it's a little nebulous, you know. You don't see a lot of people that are like, oh my God, I got to move to Potomac just naturally. And then I get to be on a TV show coincidentally.
Yeah. So Giselle has got some chew. She's got something to chew on, right? So Tia's like,
well, I don't think that's the case. She's from here. I think her husband's from Virginia. I don't want any parts of this. I don't want to hear la 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 famous last words. I wish it never came out, which is why Giselle was the first person I called to tell. Oops.
That's the classic phrase of a messy person. Oh, I wish if I had realized what I had said was going to set off such a firestorm, I never would have said something in the first place. Classic.
Yeah.
Well, if you plan to move back, you don't get a short-term lease, or maybe she doesn't really like us like that.
Of course, Giselle takes it like, oh, so she hated us, and that's why she didn't get a full lease?
She hated us in advance. When she first started renting the house that she lives in, she didn't give the lady the right time frame. Okay, she thought we'd be finished filming the show, but we're not. We're still filming, but that lady said you ain't give me all that time you need, so now you got to go. So Tia's like,
well, hopefully this is just like a temporary setback.
Yeah, but Giselle is so excited. Now she has something to go for the rest of the season. So now let's go to Kid Strong with Wendy and her family. And Cameron has a gymnastics class. And so we see her do some gymnastics. It's like Camitha with a Wendy. She does everything. Cameron's an equestrian. She's a soccer player. She's in the school play. I'm here for all of it. All of it.
Mm-hmm. And then they reflect on a time years ago when they brought Cruz to karate, and they're just sort of like reflecting on all that. And Wendy's like, babe, listen, please make sure that those are available because I'm doing Family Potomac and Ponies. And Eddie's like, Potomac and Ponies? She's like, yeah, she basically says that she and Giselle decided that they're going to throw a party together for the 4th. And we see flashbacks of them planning that, and Wendy's like, they're gonna do a potluck, so everyone's gonna bring something, and she's gonna bring fried chicken, and even though their kitchen's been out of commission. And then they start talking about how the renovations have been driving them all insane.
I was just laughing because she's like, we're doing a potluck, everyone has to cook except me, the host of the party. I'm like, I'm gonna order some shit,
I have no kitchen.
So they start talking about their renovations and how it's just endless. They're spending so much money, and she can't stay on budget because she just wants other stuff, you know. And she's like, well, I haven't counted, but what I do know is if one voice is already over 100K, then we already went over the budget. So I know the budget's not over. Yeah, not good.
Do we think this was already her storyline, or do you think that Bravo kind of edited in these little scenes and these little moments just to sort of,
I think it was already, because her whole thing was the renovation, which is probably what she funded by doing the insurance fraud, you know?
Yeah, but it's like we are clocking every little discussion of money from Wendy and Eddie, and it's like, oh, not aging well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she just says, yeah, eventually she's like, oh my God, there's all this money, and we just collect the invoices at this point. Oh, Wendy.
Yeah, so now she's talking about her dad, and she still wants to speak to her dad, and he's called her, but she hasn't picked up because she doesn't want she's afraid of the conversation, and she's like, I just want to take that and be able to move on. And he's like, okay. She goes, okay, so what happens after the phone call? Like, we talk, then what? And so Eddie is saying that he and his siblings have a monthly sibling reconnect where they talk and see how everyone's doing. And they're not best friends, but they're still making an effort, you know?
Yeah. And Eddie's family has been a good support system. Anyway, it's like a nice scene, like whatever. So
I mean, it's kind of nice, but it's like, it's kind of boring, I guess, because we don't really know Wendy's dad, but also he's kind of an asshole. Like, you know, like, no matter what's going on with Wendy, like, I still like Wendy. And so I'm like, fuck your dad.
Yeah, she's having her best season.
Yeah, I feel like, fuck your dad. So, like, I don't really care if she makes effort towards her dad because I feel like he's an asshole. But also, I'm wondering if she cares about her own physical health, because becoming friends with her dad again is going to send her mom into a rage. And I'm like, why are you just trying to send your mom into a rage on TV? Because this is not going to end well.
Yeah. It's because it's going to happen next week. No, it was a good scene. It's just that there's so many other messy things happening on this episode that I'm like, I want to get to the messy stuff. So
is your dad being evicted? No. Did your dad refuse to go to a wedding because it wasn't being filmed? Then I don't want to hear about it.
Is your dad part of a football family who's used to moving a lot? Then I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Is your dad a daddy wag? Okay. Then is he a dag? Then no.
I guess it would be wives and girlfriends would be husbands and boyfriends, habs.
Hey everyone, this is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manoff.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.